Always helps to hit the right button. There you go. I tell you what, we're ready for another great excursion into some wonderful broadcasting here. My name is Jeremy Lawrence. I am your host for the day. Normally a co-host this hour, but Roger Taylor having the day off, you know, you get what you get. So we're going to spend some time together today. I am counting on you here in just a little while as we set up our topic to give me a call. Let's chat about some things here. Locally, 382-4280, toll-free 877-382-4280. Again, Jeremy Lawrence here with you, ready to go. I tell you what, lots to talk about. Big weekend, big sports weekend. Michigan State did, you don't want to say the unthinkable because it was always possible, but they managed to best the then number two in the country, Ohio State Buckeyes. So a big deal there. They move on to the Rose Bowl. Certainly the national title game set up, ready to go, and lots of other things. And then to top it off, U of M even got a bowl out of the deal. Looks like they're going to be in the B-Dubs Bowl, basically. The Buffalo Wild. See, the only problem I have with that, if you're looking at that kind of bowl, what happens if somebody at B-Dubs doesn't like the outcome? They're going to hit a button and the game goes on? I'm just wondering about that because, you know, it... It's the kind of thing that you think to yourself, yeah, well, could happen, I suppose.
Yeah, it could.
For those people who don't watch commercials, that was over your head. Anyway.
Yeah. Where have you been if you haven't seen those ones?
Oh, definitely. See, that's the first thought I had when I heard that. I was like, okay, I didn't know B-Dubs had a bowl. And then secondly, I was like, okay, which B-Dubs has control of that one?
Yeah.
Which one are they hitting the button at to start the sprinklers and all that stuff? So, you know. But that's happened. Is that happen? That's in Arizona, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It's going to be in Tempe, Arizona.
Okay, so the weather won't be too bad.
No, they won't have to deal with the snow around here.
That just takes one element out of the whole the button at B-Dubs that they have to hit for that one.
So, yeah.
So I wondered about that one. I kind of thought, okay, will they have trouble with that one or not? I don't know. You know, for a lot of Michigan fans, and I'm not a U of M fan myself, but you want to see him in a better bowl than that.
Yeah, but, I've never seen him in this low of a bowl before, ever.
I mean, I guess it's, you know, you don't want to say anything negative about the B-Dubs Bowl, but it's like a step or two above the Tidy Bowl. You know?
Yeah.
And, you know, and it's sad. It's sad from a Big Ten standpoint because you think, yeah, you want him in a bigger and a better bowl than maybe that. But who knows? Maybe next year will be a different year.
Yeah, you never know. I mean, Michigan State last year was 7-6, and look at them this year. They're in the Rose Bowl, so, I mean, anything's possible. I mean, the game could have went either way. I mean, a few of them for Michigan this year.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. No, and you know, at the end of the season, U of M just really dropped some games they shouldn't have. Mm-hmm. And the Ohio State game, I mean, I tell people that particular rivalry, and I've watched it for many years, you throw away the records and you play a football game. Because really, I mean, both of these teams could be going in opposite directions.
Mm-hmm.
They get together for that game, and it doesn't matter who has talent or who doesn't. They just get together, play a football game.
Yes.
And it usually turns out as interesting as all that. So, but interesting sports weekend, interesting stuff all the way around. And I looked through some things to get ready today, just some stuff that apparently people are ready to talk about, some things like actually, Grand Rapids Mayor George Hartwell put in a guest piece. This is on M Live, talking about the immigration process. And I'm not going to bore you to death by reading it. I mean, you know, who needs that? I mean, you don't need Jeremy Reads the News to you. You can read that for yourself. But the interesting thing about this, he talks about making a move towards, you know, opening up the doors a little bit and opening up, you know, the doors for immigrants to come into the country, basically saying when immigrants come, everybody wins, that it's a good thing all the way around. And reading through some of these things, he talks about, you know, new Americans coming, buying homes, revitalizing neighborhoods, working side by side with us for the American dream. I think the one thing that you need to, whenever you're talking about immigration and you're talking about reform of the immigration process, there's two levels of it. First of all, you've got, we've all heard about illegal immigrants, people that have been here that have crossed the border, didn't come in the right way, that kind of thing. That's one part of the equation. The other part of the equation is legal immigration. The people that show up here, went through all the hoops, did everything they have to do, and they're here because they want to be. And I got to say this, from my standpoint, I'm looking at this going, okay, from a legal standpoint, I mean, first of all, I think the illegal immigration debate shows us one thing, that somebody hasn't been doing their job in this country, because the bottom line is that immigration laws have not really been enforced terribly effectively, and certainly not consistently, for years. They have not gone out and done what they need to do. And we've created new problems for ourselves as a result of that. But the other side of the coin is this. Legal immigration should work better than it does. I mean, I've heard stories of just how long it takes legally to get into this country if you want to.
Yeah, doesn't it? It takes quite a few years.
Yeah. If you're doing it the right way, you got to stand in line and wait. And I'm thinking to myself, all right, two things need to happen. One of them, first of all, involves spending some time on making it a little more streamlined to get people into this country. Legal immigration reform. Make it so that, and I think you can check up on the background enough of people to be able to know, oh, this is the kind of person that they are. I mean, you know, you're not letting, you know, the next bin Laden into the country, as it were. I think the other side of it, though, there is the need for some reform just simply because there's been enough illegals in this country. Something's got to be done. And, yeah, this was a discussion I had over the weekend. We were talking about, okay, you know, you've got people here illegally. Okay, they know it if they came here, and they need to be turned around and things need to be done legally. But here's the other side of it. The other side, I think, is you've got some of these people who have come to this country, and they're, you know, let's face it, they're age one, age two. All they know is America. All they know is what they've seen here, and their parents brought them here. There needs to be a solution looked at there. There needs to be something looked at there so that we can be able to. And I don't know what the solution is. I mean, that's why I talk for a living. Other people are much smarter than me coming up with that. But I'd love to hear your ideas on this as well. 382-4280, toll free 877-382-4280. I want to talk about this a little bit for a while today, because I think this is one of those things that, you know, and this is one thing that Mayor Hartwell talked about, Grand Rapids mayor. He mentioned that, you know, we need to do a federal immigration process that's responsive to our needs and recognize the rights and contributions of the newest Americans. That makes sense. I think there needs to be some reform there. And at the same time, we need to be talking about the process with illegals, people in this country right now because they're not supposed to be. But I think legal immigration reform needs to happen first. And that's one that you don't hear a lot of. In fact, you're hearing an awful lot of comments the other direction, of people saying, well, we need to start this the other way. We need amnesty. I don't know that I necessarily buy that. But we need to be doing some things here, talking about how we need to get the legal process worked a little bit better, so that people that want to come to this country and are able to come to this country, want to come and work in this country and do jobs in this country, live the American dream as we all love to live ourselves, why not? Let's bring them in, but let's find a way to streamline the process so that it works a little bit better. And along the lines of amnesty, I don't like the idea of amnesty for a lot of reasons, certainly. Certainly. We'll head over here to the phones. Of course, you can give us a call, 382-4280, 877-382-4280. Got a caller from Battle Creek on the line. Welcome.
Hello, how are you? Thank you for taking my call.
Go right ahead.
My basic response to the immigration problem is a lot of things that are going on over here in America, the illegals will do it, and that means illegal things, they'll do it in order to stay here. But it's creating a very negative environment here in the United States.
Well, I think that that negative environment is certainly it's certainly a concern, because I mean, you look at the way that that this has been handled over the years. I mean, illegal immigrants have not. I mean, they know they can come here, They're not going to get turned away. They're not going to, and there'll be jobs here. They'll be able to send money back home. I understand why they want to come here. But I think if you reform the legal part of it so that it makes it a little easier to come here, you may not have quite as many illegals.
I agree with you. I agree with you. But with our job situation, the way it is now, a lot of that is because of the illegal immigrants over here taking some of the jobs that would be available for the Americans.
Do you think there's something to the idea, and this is an argument that's been brought up, I've never really known what to think of it, but do you think there's something to the idea that there are certain jobs that Americans just will not do, and that's why so many illegals are in those jobs?
I don't think that's true. I think that if they had an opportunity, and they didn't have a job, then they try it.
That could very well be. Could very well be. Thanks for your call today. I appreciate that. Thank
you
so
much.
You're
welcome. Thank you.
All right. Appreciate that caller from Battle Creek. Of course, you can call in, share your insights, 382-4280, 877-382-4280. And I'm certainly glad to have you on board. Mike from Kalamazoo is on board with us. Mike, welcome to the show.
Yeah, the thing that bothers me is people say that they're taking jobs at our citizens should have. Mm-hmm. But the problem is, if you talk to any of the farmers out here who have blueberries or apples in Van Buren County, they had a terrible time even finding any workers at all, whether it's illegal immigrants or not, or just regular migrant workers. And I work with the population, so I know that there are lots of jobs here that people who have lived here all their lives don't want to do. So that's the farmer's end of it.
Well, the funny thing about that, I mean, you talk about an economy like this. Yeah, I mean, I think there's still some struggles for jobs and that kind of thing. More of these jobs ought to be filled instead of sitting there being available.
Well, I'm not sure what you mean.
Well, I mean, more people should be responding to jobs like that, and you know, you won't have farmers trying to dig around trying to find people. I mean, in an economy this, people ought to
work
what they can find.
Yeah, they don't want to stoop labor is what we call it. They don't want to go out and pick pickles and apples and blueberries and all that kind of stuff. It's hard work.
Well, absolutely, it's tough work, but you know, it's all. I think almost like it might be that we've lost a little something too along those lines, because you're talking about, you know, the value of hard work and that kind of thing. How many people really want to do it these days?
When I first started teaching, there were what we called white migrants, people who were not Hispanic or other groups, and came from all over the country. And those types of workers have almost disappeared.
Yeah. Yeah, I would bet. All right. Well, Mike, thanks for your call. I appreciate that today. All right, 382-4280, 877-382-4280. Talking about the immigration issue, what is it we need to do? I mean, I'm of the opinion that legal immigration is one of those things that we really need to be looking at. It's something that we really haven't to this point. What do you think about this? I'd love to get your opinion on this. Mohinder in Battle Creek is on the line with us. Glad you're with us. Go right ahead with your thoughts.
Hi, Jeremy.
Hi.
I actually absolutely believe that the people who came here legally should be the first in line to get legal immigration. I have absolutely no tolerance to illegal immigration.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard what the previous caller said about, you know, getting labor for farmers. I know that we do have something to import temporary workers from outside who could come and do the work like most people will not want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, they are supposed to be temporary workers, supposed to do their job, get their money, and go back from wherever they came from.
Mm-hmm.
My concern is, you know, I'm a legal immigrant. It took me 12 years to become legal in this country.
Mm-hmm.
I took every step they wanted me to do, I did it. And it took me 12 years, and I'm very proud of being an American citizen today.
Sure.
I believe everybody should go through the legal system, do it the right way. If you give these illegal immigrants any room, you're opening a flood a flood that anybody is going to jump in and arrive here and, mess the economy again.
But do you feel like, to a certain degree, that if the system set up a shorter time period to be legal? I mean, you said yourself it takes 12 years, or at least it did for you. What if it took only, say, 12 months? I mean, do you think maybe that might solve some of the illegal problem that we have?
Well, the process is much lesser than that. What had happened, I had some complications, so I had to restart the paperwork. So it is less than 5 years you can become an American citizen.
Oh, okay.
So you got to get a green card, which takes 3 to 5 years, and then you get a citizenship within a year or two. But I just did everything the right way, the way it is supposed to be done, because it's not correct to do things the wrong way, the illegal way, or through the back door. And, knowing there's so many illegal immigrants here, it's just not right.
Sure.
I just fear that, once you legalize the illegals, what stops other illegals from coming in, whether they swim across the border and jeopardize their lives and our lives of our officers who protect the borders because they're desperate to get in?
Sure. All right. Well, thanks for that call. I appreciate you taking the time to be with us today. Going to get us to a break at this point as we are going to continue ahead. Some great stuff as we talk with you. Continue a brief discussion of the immigration issue here on the show. Jeremy Lawrence here with you. Roger Taylor off for the day. 24 degrees outside. Downright balmy. We continue on with the discussion. Dolores is on the line. Dolores, we have just a few seconds here, so I'll let you have the last word from the listeners on this. Go right ahead.
Okay. Let me just say this. A lot of people that don't have any money or are poor, they don't have good transportation. And I know in Florida, especially on Plant City where they have vegetables and fruits and so forth, they have people that come around and you are out there at 7 o'clock in the morning or whatever time. You're not out there, then you're out there, they pick you up. They stop 3-4 different places, and people get to work.
Okay.
Well, I think if more transportation was provided, we'd also have the cheap in the long run.
That's certainly a thought to consider in all of that. Thanks for your thoughts there. Bringing us up to another break here. Thanks, Dolores, for that. CBS News coming up here very, very shortly. Getting ready to roll through the show here. Jeremy Lawrence here with you. Roger Taylor has the day off. That recent news update there brought to you by Bronson Healthcare, the first hospital in the region to offer a new life-saving heart surgery. Learn more at bronsonhealth.com/TAVR. You'll have to check that out for yourself. Got a traffic update for us right now.
One traffic update from a couple of callers. There's been a slide-off on southbound 131 at Stadium Drive involving a car and semi-truck, and police, ambulance, and fire are on the scene, so avoid the area if you can.
Definitely a good thing to do. And, days like this, gosh, you get out. I have to admit, it's been 2 years for me since I've driven in snow and ice, so that was kind of a nice little primer this morning. Oh, yeah, that's what that's like.
Yeah.
But you have that first major snow, things like this, that happens, and so you definitely have to be careful as you head around on the roads and watch out, give a little extra space, as much as you can, obviously.
Yes.
So anyway, traffic update brought to you by West Michigan Office Interiors. They're on Southwest Edge. And check out their winter clearance sale today. You got to check that out. They got some good stuff there. So hope that you'll do that. Well, we continued on with the immigration discussion there. And you're certainly welcome to continue that discussion as we head through the rest of the show. Number always available to you, 382-4280 or 877-382-4280, as we discuss some various things along the lines of that. Would love to have you chime in on that as as you get the opportunity to do so. Also, if you haven't had the opportunity to do so, and I have to invite you to check this out as well. We've got a Facebook page. You may or may not know that. If you're on Facebook and you have yet to like us, I've got an easy way for you to get there and like us. It's real simple. Just go to our website, WKZO.com, and click on that little F up in the top corner. You know, that little one that kind of looks like Facebook. If you get there, that'll take you right to our page. Click like. You're going to be in on some neat, neat stuff. And in the coming months, we're going to be doing a whole lot more there that you'll want to be a part of as well. A chance for you to join the discussion. And, you know, it's great if you're not in the position to be able to talk by phone with us.
Definitely.
You'll be able to talk with us right there on Facebook. And we'll be able to have the conversation going there. And the neat thing about this is you can have a conversation with your fellow listeners there as well.
Yes.
So if people are thinking something about this or that, you know what? It's going to be something that you can chime in on as well and find out a little bit about what other people are thinking. So maybe you'll find out, you know what? Yep, I am in left field. I have no idea. But or you can sit there and go, man, that guy on the air, boy, he's a self-righteous know-it-all, you know. Not that anybody will say that about me or anything. Well, maybe. All right.
We don't know yet.
We don't have any clue. And there's listeners going, nope, but you know what? Now that you mention it. So great stuff. I just hope that you'll continue to stay with us as we head on down the line talking about some things. I'll tell you what. Some great things in the news. And here a little bit later, I want to talk about Obamacare. And it's something I know it's been beat to death. And we'll talk about this a little bit later because there's some things going on that maybe you've seen it, maybe you haven't seen it. So we'll share some insights there with you on that. So hope that you'll be able to join us for that. Meantime, we want to talk a little bit of weather. And you know what? I always reach out to an expert when I want to talk weather.
Mm-hmm.
And so I looked around, and Bob Larson is available right
yes,
now
he
to
is.
Chat about it. And Bob, you're a much bigger expert on the weather than I am. Because for me, I'm just going to go out and say, wow, it's cold.
That works.
Yeah, you know. But
it does. You're right about that, Jeremy. They're right about the idea that it's cold. I don't know about me being an expert, but
it is indeed
cold and snowy.
You're the one that studied the weather. I just go out and go, good grief, it's cold, and I go back inside. So, you know.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So, Bob, our word for today
is prolonged.
Prolonged.
This is a prolonged cold snap accompanied by bouts of lake effect snow.
I think we're prolonging the use of that word, actually.
Yeah. Yeah, so where do we go from here? We've got the cold, we've got the wind, we've got some snow, and there'll be additional snow showers tonight. They'll tend to back off for a while as we go through the night. I think there'll be another inch or so in much of the area. But only to see this increase tomorrow as another weather disturbance approaches. Could be 1 to 2 inches of new snow tomorrow as the winds pick up again and come right in off Lake Michigan. Tomorrow's high only 23 after a nighttime low of 10 tonight. So very cold, some serious cold. And it stays cold on Wednesday, a high of only 21, with, guess what? More snow in the forecast on Wednesday as the lake effect continues. And that might back off a little bit Thursday, but I see it staying cold Thursday with at least slight moderation in temperatures. It should back off a bit once we get to Friday and Saturday.
Okay, so for people that that absolutely can't stand snow, I mean, the first question you ask is, what are you doing here? But it sounds like, based on what you're telling me here, that Thursday is that first peak of, well, at least it won't be snowing, but whatever we have is going to be sticking around for a little while.
Absolutely. I think there might easily be still flurries on Thursday, but not really accumulating, so very cold. Again, 20 at best for a high, and then it moderates upper 20s Friday. I think we have a shot to get above freezing by the time we get to Saturday. How about that?
Oof. Well, now, Bob, I do have one question, and feel free to say, no, idiot, I have no idea. But Christmas, an awful lot of people say, will there be a white Christmas? It's the one time in the winter that they say, you know what, I actually want it to snow. Do you have any insights on that yet, or are we just way too darn early?
Well, it is early, so it's too early for specifics, but I think the odds are in our favor this year because I don't see any prolonged warming, so whatever snow we manage to get over the next several days, there'll only be modest melting Saturday, When I say it's above freezing, it's not going to 50. It might get to 35. Then it looks like it gets colder again for Sunday and Monday of next week. And once we hit next week, we're only a week and a half away from Christmas. So, I mean, we're getting closer to the point where, as we continue to build up the snow here for the next few days, it's going to be harder to get rid of it all. So I don't know if it'll actually be snowing on Christmas, but I suspect there'll still be snow on the ground.
All right. Well, Bob Larson from AccuWeather, thank you for giving us some insights on the prolonged cold and snowy conditions.
Oh, yeah. Check back every couple of days with that white Christmas forecast, and we'll, as we get closer, start to have more details.
All right. Thanks a lot, Bob.
Okay,
appreciate
Jeremy.
It. Okay, Bob Larson has been with us, and as we continue ahead, we'll discuss the finer points of Obamacare. Some interesting stuff coming out. I'll share it with you. Coming up here in just a second. And the show continues ahead. Got a traffic update for you.
All right. That accident at southbound 131 and Stadium Drive is still being cleaned up involving the car and semi, and emergency vehicles are on the scene. But now the southbound ramp for Stadium Drive at 131 is now shut down, so backups are occurring. So if you can, just avoid that area.
So another area to avoid there.
Mm-hmm.
Not sure what the best route is around that, but...
yeah. I'm not
patience
sure either.
And time, grasshopper, I think. But yeah, gosh. I mean, a lot of these slick spots and things like that, you got to watch out for that. And with those temperatures, they haven't gone up all day. So if it gets wet at all, guess what?
It's going to freeze and cause ice on the road.
You're going to have a little bit of ice there. Need to be able to go slow. And, you know, it's the one time of the year that we probably don't do enough of it, but we should probably just kind of take our time and just kind of watch out for the other guy and, you know, let people in where you need to and drive a little slower to get where you're going.
Yeah.
As much as you can.
Just be cautious out there on the road. I mean, they call it rush hour traffic, but there's no need to rush in the snow.
I think there's nothing rush about it.
I've
been out in the midst of that. It just doesn't work. But thanks for that update. And I got to tell you, it's as we move on to the next phase of things here. Jeremy Lawrence here with you, in case you're wondering, on 590 KZO. And you watch Obamacare, and it's something that Roger and I have not gotten into. At some point when he is back at the seat here, we'll have a discussion about it, I'm sure. Because Obamacare, for me, has never been something I've been a big fan of. I don't like the idea of the government mandating much of anything, particularly when it comes to you have to buy this or else. Not a big fan of that. And as far as the rollout of it, it's been just kind of loony as you look at this. For instance, healthcare.gov. Here's the headline that was in Time Magazine, December 2nd. Healthcare.gov no longer a complete fail. Well, that's always progress in the right direction, I guess. But then you've got things like this. And I thought this was an interesting stat. In November, healthcare.gov was up 42.9% of the time. Now, this is progress. This is progress. Now, major retailers, a monitoring firm that that monitors the lowest uptime rate, and said in the last year for major retailers, 130 different major retailers, the lowest uptime rate, 99.34%.
Wow.
Versus 42.9.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're heading the right direction. Maybe. Possibly.
Yeah, maybe give it a while. Maybe a couple of years and it'll catch up.
And here's the thing, too. I mean, they talked about, they said, you know, it's going to be able to handle 50,000 people at a time. Apparently, the site can only handle 17,000 people.
Well, then they got some expanding to do.
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
There. And the other part of it is that, you know, they're doing all the things saying, you know what, here's all the stuff. You fill out this. There is no guarantee all your information is actually going to make it to a healthcare provider that can provide for you the thing that they're quoting out. And they're saying, here's this, because that part of the website has not been built yet.
Wow.
So you're talking about, I mean, they've had 3 years
yeah.
to build a website. You know, if I wanted to totally revamp a website, I could probably do it. If I was really working hard on it, I could probably do it a week, maybe two. 3 years. Okay, you're building a brand new website. But doesn't it make sense that you would go to some of these people in the private sector and say, all right, how did you guys do it? What did you do right? What did you do wrong? What could we do to make it work?
Yeah, and get a bunch of programmers in there that could actually set it up instead of getting to these people who didn't know what they were doing in the first place.
Yeah, and you know, and I understand that some of the things that we've heard about with healthcare.gov that was like, okay, we want you to go this direction with it, and we want it to do this, 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 and this. And then 2 weeks before they're ready to roll it out, no. We want it to do this, that, and this, but not before you do this other thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I can understand from that standpoint, programmers going, it was all set up. Now I have to go back again and fix this thing so it works that way. Okay, not going to happen.
No.
So this is the kind of stuff that we've been dealing with. We know that, and that's been out there. But the other part about it is that many people are saying, you know what? It isn't necessarily how they've put the message together and how they've put the website together. The bottom line is that it just hasn't been working. And there's a lot more that's involved with that. I'd really love to dig in to some more data, and I will here next hour when we talk about this a little further. But some of the data in terms of how many signups they've had and how many people are going on Medicaid, it's unbelievable what you're seeing in terms of what the numbers are. We'll get into that here in just a little bit. Right now, though, Ryan's on the line from Lawton. Ryan, welcome to the show.
Hi. Hey, wasn't the company that won the bid to build the website from Canada?
You know, I'd have to look into it to see. But, you know, the funny thing about that, if Canada's had a system, you know, a government system of healthcare, wouldn't they know a little something about it?
Well, it would seem like it, but I think, might be wrong, but I think the company's from Canada, or at least the parent company that owns whatever, and then I believe they outsourced the actual writing to India, correct?
Mm-hmm. I believe that's true. I'd have to double check, but I'll take your word.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't bet $100 on it, but I think I'm pretty sure. So then, remember the grief that Romney got about outsourcing during the election?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that pretty ironic?
You know, it's funny. A lot of the stuff that was brought up against him, it's like now quietly, shh, don't tell anybody.
Right.
It's the exact stuff that Obama and his crew are doing.
Yeah, exactly.
And you know, with the stuff, I mean, whatever you say about healthcare, whether you're for or against it, I think there's no excuse if you've had 3 years to put together a website not to have at least something that works.
Well, especially when it's supposed to be the cornerstone achievement of his presidency.
Well,
but he's never actually been in charge of anything until he became president. So you got to understand, I mean, the guy, a little bit of incompetence.
Well, you know, you expect that, particularly in the first term. But, you know, here we are, you know, we're starting, just about to start year number six. You'd think he'd pick up on something by now.
Right, yeah. Now, you know, I think they should have started addressing, instead of a very complex 3,000 or 5,000 page bill, they should have done a bunch of one-liners, you know, like the competition issue. Open up, you know, the whole country to competition for the insurance companies.
Sure.
They could have done that with a
cross
pair
state lines, yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean,
I think there were other things in this bill, too, if you think about it. I mean, you know, things like pre-existing conditions. I mean, how much support does that get? It's like 97% or something. It's a no-brainer. We all want that.
It certainly doesn't make sense. If I'm with an insurance company, I've been paying a premium for years, now all of a sudden I get sick, then they're going to cancel me? That doesn't make any logical sense whatsoever.
Yeah, that's that's the kind of stuff we can agree on, but, you know, when it comes to Obamacare, this isn't a whole other can of worms that we can open up at a later time, but it's something where there weren't a whole lot of deals to be made on it other than just deals to try and get certain Democratic senators to vote for it. You know, beyond that, there wasn't this reaching across the aisle and saying, hey, what do you think? Let's work on this together. I think if they'd have worked on it together, they might have come up with something a little bit better.
Well, even the logic of just fixing things in small steps rather than this complex monstrosity that's created a whole other bunch of problems.
No, I hear you.
You know, if you want to be generous, you can say they couldn't have anticipated, you know.
Sure, Sure.
You don't want to be very critical. You can say they had it all planned in the long run. But oh,
all right. Well, Ryan, yeah, I got to run. I got to get to the news here. But thanks for calling us today. Well, the show continues.
The trifecta continues.